On the last track, we discussed the effects of male sexual abuse on sexuality. On this track, we will examine the condition of rape trauma syndrome in boys and the two phases of acute and long-term. As you may already know, rape trauma syndrome is a form of post-traumatic stress disorder and was first described in 1974 by Ann Burgess and Dr. Larry Holstrom at Boston College. Initially, the condition is divided into two phases, acute and long-term. Characteristics of the acute phase include extreme fear, upheaval, physical trauma, skeletal muscular tension, gastrointestinal irritability, urinary disturbance, and a change of emotional reaction and sensitivity. These symptoms reflect the client's bodily reaction to a severe trauma. Marshall, age 14, had flashbacks of the repeated acts of sodomy, nightmares of suffocation and death, and marked detachment from his family and friends. He suffered weeks of initial insomnia and fear of sleeping alone. Showering became an ordeal for him as he feared someone behind the shower curtain attacking him. In order to sleep, he had to lay on his side. Lying prone or supine made him feel vulnerable to another attack. Because Marshall was experiencing feelings of PTSD-type powerlessness and uncertainty, I found the what-if exercise beneficial. I asked Marshall to brainstorm about potential dangerous situations. I asked him to write down the situations on an index card with each phrase starting with what if. Some of the situations that Marshall wrote down were: what if a teacher repeatedly asked you to stay after school to help and you felt weird about being alone with her? What if your older brother had friends over to the house when your parents were not home and let them use drugs or alcohol and joined them looking at magazine pictures of naked women? Then I asked Marshall to brainstorm ideas in which he handles the potentially dangerous situation and write them down on the index card, which he could keep and look at any time he needed. Some of the solutions included: 1, be alert, aware, and careful at all times. 2, avoid dangerous situations. 3, if someone attempts to approach or abuse you, you can do the following: get away, yell fire, say no, tell the person you will tell, find an adult immediately and ask for help. If the first adult does not respond, find another. Pay attention to how the person looks in case you are asked questions later. The second phase of rape PTSD trauma syndrome is the long-term phase. This stage is characterized by the clients attempting to reorganize their lives after the period of severe upheaval. Most notably, the impacted reactions include increased motor activity, disturbing dreams and nightmares, and traumatophobia, which, as you know, includes the fear of indoors if the client was abused in bed, fear of outdoors if the client was abused outside of his home, fear of being alone, fear of crowds, fear of people walking behind him, and a fear of engaging in consensual sexual activity. Jim, age 14, was going through his long-term phase of his rape trauma syndrome. He stated, "I'm afraid. I don't think I ever leave my house without feeling some fear. Even if I try not to think about it, there's that feeling that I'm at risk, especially at night. Nothing goes on around me that I'm not aware of. I have a hard time even paying attention. I get distracted really easily because I'm always watching." Can you see Jim as being hypervigilant? Think of your hypervigilant client. Could they be suffering from rape trauma syndrome? To address Jim's feelings of fear, I found the problem-solving therapy strategy beneficial. By learning how to be responsible for the problems that arise during his own life, Jim can begin to feel confident and less anxious about his surroundings. I recommended doing this exercise over the course of 2 sessions. In the first session, I explained to Jim the process of solving problems and practicing steps involved. Some of the steps included the following. 1, define the problem as clearly and specifically as possible. 2, describe the resolution. What would you like to have happen? 3, identify the factors that are contributing to the problem. Number 4, brainstorm ways of overcoming the barriers. Number 5, evaluate the ideas list. Number 6, figure out what you need in order to act on your choice. Number 7, examine the potential consequences. Number 8, rehearse the options. Number 9, carry out the selected options. And number 10, evaluate the outcome. In the second session, I asked Jim to recall a problem that he wished to solve. I then asked him to use the steps we had discussed previously and to try to solve the problem. Jim related the following problem-solving sequence. First, I described my problem. Every time I thought about taking a shower or bath, I got scared and started shaking. This is because my uncle abused me while I was in the bathtub. I would like to feel safe and unafraid when I want to clean myself. I think that I associate water with my abuse and it keeps me from bathing. I thought of thinking of relaxing things before I take a shower, repeating to myself that nothing can happen to me, having someone I trust sit outside the bathroom door to make sure I have someone who will save me if something should happen. I decided to do a combination. For the first few days, I asked my mom to sit outside the bathroom door and talk to me soothingly. It worked. I felt a lot better knowing that she was out there caring about me and keeping someone bad from getting me. I also thought of relaxing things. Soon, I didn't need my mom out there at all, and my relaxing thoughts, like the beach or my favorite movie hero, was all I needed. I feel like I'm starting to solve the problem. As you can see, Jim has addressed one of his greatest emotional burdens by organizing his thoughts. By giving himself a sense of order, Jim was better capable to deal with his abuse. On this track, we discussed the condition of rape trauma syndrome in male or boy clients and its stages, acute and long-term. On the next track, we will examine the ways in which social pressure affects a sexually abused boy's development in the three areas of gender role identity, double standard, and age disparity homosexuality abuse. Question 7. What is an example of trauma to phobia?